Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, special edition. We got a special edition today, and it is going to be on Stephen Curtis Chapman. That's right, Stephen Curtis Chapman, and you're going to enjoy that. Hang on 1 second for a PSA announcement. I'm getting where I'm doing a lot more spotlights again on Spotlight Saturday. So this is going to be a great one that I know you guys are going to really enjoy. So get coffeed up this morning. Again, my name is CA. I am your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network, your biblical teacher, your encourager, your independent clergy, and your friend. And we are here to, we want you guys just have a great time, okay? All right, let's kick it off right now with one of his signature songs that I really like. And then we're going to be discussing, I got a little bit of testimony on Stephen Curtis Chapman. So kick back, get your coffee, your breakfast, your donuts, whatever it may be. This is April the 10th, 2021. I'm here at Faith Studio One in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. Let's kick it off with a little bit of Dive In.
Take the leap of faith, come on, let's go. I'm diving in, I'm going deep in my head. I wanna be counting the rocks because
This is CA on the iHeartRadio Network, and I thank you all for tuning in on a very special, that's right, a very special Spotlight Saturday. On April the 10th, 2021, we're spotlighting Stephen Curtis Chapman. I have about a six-minute clip I want you guys to hear on Stephen and Mary, his wife's, testimony. Enjoy.
Stephen Curtis Chapman is the most awarded artist in Christian music, with 58 Dove Awards, 5 Grammys, and 48 number one singles. I caught up with Stephen and his wife Mary Beth at his recording studio in Nashville. You started out more as a songwriter before you become a singer of the song, or what?
Well, for me it was because my brother, Herbie, was the singer.
Right.
And he had the voice, and my voice, first off, was a guitar, was an instrument. And that's how I really sort of said what I wanted to say. So I spent a lot of time with the guitar. My dad wrote songs. My dad and his buddies would get together, talk about it in the book, shut the, you know, kitchen door, and I'd hear them and put me up to the door, and they'd be recording these songs. So I thought, you know, I knew that was something really cool, but I never thought of myself being able to do that until I saw a peer, somebody kind of my age, who'd written a song, and I thought, well, maybe I could do that. Even then, when I would play songs that I wrote, I would notice just a different reaction from my friends. They would lean in a little bit more and listen to what I was singing, as opposed to if I was singing a, you know, whatever, James Taylor song, or yeah, Puppy Love, Donny Osmond song. So I think that's where I really began to find my voice.
After 30 years as a singer and songwriter, Stephen has taken some time off to write his memoir, Between Heaven and the Real World, My Story.
The stories that have had the deepest impact on me, and one of the reasons I was excited to finally get to write my story, it's when I can read the story of others who are following Christ, who are committed, but just are still on the journey, and they haven't arrived, and can be honest about that process.
In his book, Stephen takes us from small town Paducah, Kentucky, all the way to Carnegie Hall. He's candid about raising a family, adopting 3 girls from China, and his 32-year marriage to Mary Beth.
It took all of, I think, the drive home from the wedding, like 2 days after our wedding, where I was crying all the way home, and you're like, this is gonna be a long life. Just to live, making a decision to live as authentically and talk when we're going to be interviewed, when we are going to write, that it is going to be an honest approach at life, because we all have that stuff. We're not immune.
Stephen and Mary Beth lost their youngest child, Maria, in a tragic accident at their home. Maria was running to meet her older brother, Will, as he was pulling into the driveway, and she was struck by his SUV. How many years ago was this now?
Almost 9.
Almost 9.
It's coming up on 9.
Is the pain of that still there?
Yes.
It is?
Yes.
You talk about it in depth in the book, and you do talk about it publicly all the time.
I share the story, you know, from my perspective of just that, you know, scene of us huddled, arms around each other, just looking at each other saying, we know this is going to be hard. We have no idea how hard or where this is going to go, but we have got to make this, to get through this together as a family. We're only going to make it together, holding on to each other, holding on to the promises of God. It almost is like God, in our case, gave us a shot of anesthesia to your body and to your heart in a way that you can survive, that there's enough of a numbness. You're very much alive and very aware of eternity. I mean, heaven in the real world, there I talk a lot about that. Heaven's never been more clear to me. I've never been more sure that we are made for eternity. And I talk about, you know, speaking that to the nurses and doctors standing around right there after Maria had gone to be with Jesus.
Where are you now? Where is it all now? Where's music? Where are you going? Do you know?
Well, I start the book in Paducah, but I get quickly to Carnegie Hall, you know, in New York, where I said people came to me after I played at Carnegie Hall and said, you know, this had to be a dream come true for a kid from Paducah, Kentucky. And I said, really, honestly, my answer was, no, I can't say honestly it's a dream come true, because a kid from Paducah doesn't ever think to dream quite this big, you know. So this journey has been beyond anything we could have asked or imagined. And we want to continue honestly to be just faithful with the story God's entrusted to us. Music, I'm sure, will be a part of that.
Music has been his career, but Stephen is a man grounded in the truth of God's word, a common thread that's woven throughout his songs.
Now there is no condemnation, and now there is no guilt or shame.
It says, taste and see that the Lord is good. And that's a promise that we have had to hold on to, because so many moments, you know, in our story, and all of us have a story of life is anything but tasting good at that moment, or looking, what we see does not look good. But even before then, I mean, can we really believe that we were still going to get to see the goodness of the Lord, that we were going to have grandchildren, and we were going to stand at the, you know, the crib of our first grandbaby with tears in our eyes and with our arms around each other and say, we made it to this point. We're getting to celebrate this moment together, this new beginning, the new life that God has given us, and the beauty that has and is coming from the ashes, even as we're hoping and longing for what's yet to be realized when God finally wipes every tear from our eyes.
That was a great testimony on Stephen Curtis Chapman, and along with his wife, Mary Beth. And we'll be discussing a little bit more of Stephen Curtis Chapman here on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, Spotlight Saturday, with our friend Stephen Curtis Chapman. Here's another signature song, friends, called The Great Adventure. This was back in 1998.
Saddle up your horses. Yeah.
That's a great song right there by Stephen Curtis Chapman. Saddle Up Your Horses, back in 1997. I got another one I'm going to play here, another signature song back in 1997. But I want to tell you a little bit about Mr. Chapman, Stephen Curtis Chapman. He was born November the 21st, 1962. That puts him at age 58 right now. Of course, he's married to Mary Beth Chapman. They got married back in 1984, and they got a ton of children. Emily Chapman, Will Franklin Chapman, of course, the daughter that they lost, their adopted daughter, Maria Sue Chapman. Let's see here. We got Caleb Chapman, Stevie Chapman, Shenandoah Chapman. In addition to that, his children, he had signature songs on his albums. Let me give you a few of them, tell you how great of a singer Stephen Curtis Chapman is. He has an album back dated 1999, Speechless, Beauty Will Rise, 2009, Signs of Life in 1996, Heaven in the Real World. These are albums, guys. 1994, All About Love. We're going to play that song here in a while. 2003, All Things New, Worship and Believe, back in 2016. We got a 1992, The Great Adventure that I got through playing. These are just some signature songs. For the sake of the call, let me go back on this one. I gave you the wrong date, 1990. So I'm going to go ahead right now, and I am going to play that because a lot of people have requested that. We play it actually on Sunday Morn Praise. For the sake of the call, back in 1990, back in his early years.
For the sake of the shows, conferences, retreats, and seminars. We got books and magazines to read, everything from A to Z, and a web to surf from anywhere we are. But I hope with all this information buzzing through our brains, that we will not let our hearts forget the most important thing. It's love, 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 love. Everything else comes down to this, nothing any higher at all than this, than love. It's all about love. And now they're fighting in the Middle East, and they're fighting down on 7th Street. There are fights in my own house. Something's lurking deep inside. Can't seem to be satisfied. But life was not meant to be lived this way. If it's true for every man and woman, every boy and girl, and I really hope to live in here together in this world. It's love, 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 love. It's all about love, 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 love.
We This is not where we planned to be. When we started this journey, but this is where we are. And our God is in control. Though this first taste is bitter, there will be sweetness forever when we finally taste and see that our God is in control. And we'll sing, "Holy, holy, holy is our God." And we will finally really understand what it means. So we'll sing, God is in control. Our God is in control. He'll carry us.
Amen. What a way to close out Spotlight Saturday with Stephen Curtis Chapman. I hope y'all enjoyed the testimony with him and Mary Beth and some of his signature songs. There's so many of them. And I wanted to touch on some of the key point songs that I thought some of you guys would like. Well, this is CA fixing to saddle up myself and head out of Faith Studio One on a Saturday, April the 10th, 2021. I hope you guys are doing well, and I hope you enjoy these Spotlight Saturdays that I'm getting back into doing again. Let me know if there's somebody you want me to spotlight, and I'll be more than glad to. And I want you guys to have a great Saturday. Enjoy yourself. Again, this is CA on the iHeartRadio Network signing off. Also, before I do that, if we can help you on anything, email me, morningsbrewer@gmail.com, morningsbrewer@gmail.com. Also, share this podcast anytime, feel free to do so, okay, guys? And like us on our Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. All right, y'all have a great Saturday. Bye for now.